CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Ben.
Hello.
Hello. I walked in this morning and my buddy was already laughing. What a funny country we live in, you know.
Yeah, sometimes there's other F words, but let's go with funny.
Yeah. Like, Claudie Motsoeneng, right? I think you know where I'm going with this.
Claudie Motsoeneng, according to Claudie Motsoeneng, starring Claudie Motsoeneng,
well,
as written by Claudie Motsoeneng.
Well, you sent this picture. This is so hysterical. This morning, there's a quote from him.
In my view, Claudie Motsoeneng is Claudie Motsoeneng, and there is only one Claudie in South Africa. And this one is called Claudie and no one else. And then they say, Claudie Motsoeneng, speaking about Claudie Motsoeneng at a press conference about Claudie Motsoeneng. It's from EWN. What I'm sort of trying to figure out in my head is, because clearly there are some people, because he says the whole country's behind him.
Yeah.
He says everywhere he goes, people just love him. He makes miracles.
He's pretty special,
right,
from the sounds of it.
Right. And I'm just wondering, like, what kind of people are these? You know, like in The Walking Dead, the zombies don't even care about each other. And the humans can't even get their act together because they're all trying to kill each other. But even they can spot a really bad human among the good ones. Right?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
So what is going on here? What's this all about? Anybody, I'll take any answers, any guesses.
Wait, what is the actual question, though?
I'm trying to step back.
Yeah?
Okay. There's something about this guy. I mean, clearly he, you know, the SABC love him. Baba loves him so much. He says there are thousands of people all over the country, millions of people, who love him.
Mm.
So why do I not love him? What's going on here?
You are the problem, you see, Gareth.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure out why.
you are the problem because how dare you not be part of the masses that love Mr. Motsoeneng?
Yeah, but why?
Look, that's as far as I can answer your question. Somebody else has to step in here. Somebody else can help out.
Why don't I love him? Why does everyone else think he's so good? But there are so many of us who also think he's so bad. How can a man be both bad and good? What cognitive dissonance is going on here?
Okay, look, he's a joke. Let's not draw too much into this. It's just that he's doing exactly what Jacob Zuma is doing so well. He's paying those around him to be loyal and very keen on his campaign of stealing and things like that.
In so many ways, you're right, Ben. And I keep thinking, you know, the way Julius feels about the president. And he said it to me. I said to him, well, you should be thrilled about the president. Because the longer Jacob Zuma is in office, the more votes the EFF will get. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So here at Touch Central, Cliff Central, we should be thrilled that Claudie's in charge at the SABC because he's just sending listeners our way every day. But I'm not. That's what I'm confused by.
Yeah, because he's setting this dodgy example that to get ahead in this country, you must just be, well, not qualified for anything, and secondly, unscrupulous and just deluded.
Yeah.
Because like he said, the SABC was a joke before he got there.
I just got to tell you, I don't have a problem with his level of intelligence necessarily, because I've met lots of people who are smarter than me and lots of people who are much dumber than me. And you know what? There's very little difference, really. It's all percentile. I also don't have a problem with his lack of qualifications. I know lots of people who don't have university degrees and are very good at what they do. I don't have a problem that he's from rural places or from, if you know, the same way as I don't particularly rank people from an urban environment as being smarter or better at their job. What I have a problem with is the delusion, what Ben just referred to now. It's like this idea that there's something magical there, It's like this superstitious, weird delusion. This guy's clearly susceptible to all kinds of just hypo... There's just this world of mystery to him, and he is somehow imbued with magical powers. Like when you use words like miracle or... You know, then you clearly...
No, but you don't believe in stuff like that.
No, I don't
miracles,
believe in
that.
I don't believe in that stuff, but he does, and he's taken in by it, and he thinks all of us are. I don't know, maybe I find it insulting. I'm not sure what the problem is here. I'm still trying to figure out my relationship with this guy.
Or maybe we have it completely wrong, guys. Maybe at the end of a long day, Saudi gets back home, and he laughs at all the things that he's been able to get away with, and he thinks...
Huh. And he rubs his little hands.
They might call me stupid. They might speak ill of me. But at the end of the day, look at how I'm managing
winning.
To get away with anything that I want.
Right, sort of like Kim Kardashian does.
Oh my God!
No, really.
How did we get to Kim Kardashian from
because
there?
Because she also gets away with this stuff, right? Doesn't she?
I don't know. I don't see the relation there.
So, but she creates her own noise. So it's not like she's taking from anybody.
He does too.
Yeah, no, but Gareth, like, he sold the archives of the SABC to, like, for, like, a fifth of what it was valued at. Like, how does he have the power to do that?
That's the million-dollar question.
It's because he's created
How does he have the power?
He's created this crony circle, just like his holiness, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And the same practice, just over and over. It's like Mini-Me and Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same sinister game plan, really.
Pretty simple. I'm confused. I really am. I'm very, very confused by this guy. I'm confused by everything he says. I feel like I don't understand.
Halala, my freestata, halala. Halala, Limpopo, halala. Halala, Gauteng, halala. Halala, KwaZulu-Natal, halala. Halala, Western Cape, halala.
Let's think of it this way, right? So the SABC board, if they get someone to run the show who's accountable, who's going to run things by the book, what do? They've got to work. Cloudy comes back. Cloudy does everything, and they just sit there and they go, lekker, money.
Yeah.
Happy.
Right. Okay, so he's an enabler of all kinds of other deterioration down the chain. Okay, here's Vincent says, I think I tore a hernia while I was listening to that press conference. I'm so sick of this. I don't know. Like I'm still confused. And people are annoyed about this. There are lots of people who are complaining about that because the SABC is an unmitigated disaster right now. That you can't... Objectively, there's just no way you can see it as a success. And he can. He's deluded enough to see it as a success somehow. Anyway, I've got to move on. This thing's driving me crazy. I've got to leave it behind.
Okay.
We'll get into it a little bit later on in the news. But what else is going on? There's so much happening. Do you know what I did yesterday? I went to a place that they sell bottles and plastic containers of every variety that you could possibly imagine. I had the time of my life in this shop.
Oh my God, you are
Plastic City.
It's sort of like that. I can't remember what it's called. This place is enormous. It's the biggest warehouse you've ever seen, and they've got little plastic things for everything. Little plastic things for stationery, little plastic bottles, little glass bottles, little holders. You could organize your life. It's the best.
You officially can no longer tear into people's hobbies anymore because you are just bizarre. You had the time of your life in this place.
I was thinking, that I can put in the cup. That'd go in the drawer. I know what to put in that. I can organize all these things into that. Oh, I loved it.
How many different items did you work out with?
I spent 1,000 rand.
Sure.
And that's a lot of stuff from a shop like that.
Big containers, small
containers.
Different colors.
Oh, so much. So much stuff I probably shouldn't have bought. God, I was happy. Then I spent, I don't know, another half an hour afterwards when I eventually got home. I spent half an hour taking the labels off everything. Because those stickers they put under the price, they always... What is it with those things? They always tear off and then you have to clean them off. You know what I mean?
And sometimes you have to scrub them off because you begin tearing them off and then half of it comes off but the other half remains.
Crazy. Worse than cloud. But I love that stuff. That just, when I can organize things, when I can tidy stuff up around me, I'm happy. It's my therapy. Seriously, when I open a drawer and everything is neatly organized, when I open up a cupboard and everything's put in the right place, this gives me such happiness. I hear birds singing. I hear music. I could dance on air. I'm so happy when I see that. It's amazing. Little things like that. I don't know what it was in my childhood or what happened in my life that made me like this, but I love organized stuff.
Well, as Lady Gaga would say, you were born this way, Gareth.
Probably. I love being organized. Oh, it's the best feeling in the world. It's one of the reasons I'm no good at sharing.
You're not good at sharing?
Space and so on.
Oh.
I need my space because if someone walks into that space and upsets the equilibrium, then it gives me the opposite feeling than happiness. Like, let's say I've got, you know, there's certain things arranged on my desk, for example, at home. And someone will come in and they'll move something slightly that most people wouldn't even notice. I go into a complete panic. Like, oh, someone's been at my desk. Oh, this is not in its place. Oh, I've got to rearrange everything. Little tiny thing that's been moved by 10 degrees. Most people wouldn't care. If it doesn't line up with the side of the desk, oh, it's a problem.
Hmm.
See? You think this is mental illness?
Well, I was going to go with a stressful existence, but...
Yeah. What do you think of this?
I think you probably spend a lot of time stressing over...
stupid stuff.
Things you can't control.
I can control these things, you see? That's the difference. I can totally control them. I can count how many things there are. I can line them up all the right way. I can. Oh, it's the best. Nobody else gets thrills out of this stuff? Is it just me?
I think thrills is quite a big word, Gareth. Maybe there's quiet satisfaction around having an organized life, but thrilled?
Thrill.
Thrill. I mean, I get thrilled by exotic travel or amazing restaurants and stuff, but not.
Never, I've never been into a restaurant that made me feel as good as an organized desk. How's that? That's the level of satisfaction it gives me. Hey, Flex, what do you think of this? Do you think I'm crazy?
I think you're wasting your life. The amount of time you waste putting pens in certain places that they don't need to be.
Why?
It's just...
You're happy to live your life in just disarray?
Maybe next time you're putting all your green pens together, think, what can I be doing with this time instead of collecting my green pens together? Maybe I can be riding a bicycle through a forest or something.
Please, I've got so much to do. It's not as if I'm doing this stuff and it's distracting me from the stuff I should be doing. And it's not like I don't have a life full of hobbies. I can promise you I have more hobbies than anyone else in here. In fact, all of you put together.
See, I think
so many hobbies.
Collectively, it might be a big waste of time. If you're packing now your cupboard, your fridge, your socks, your underpants, your pens, all that stuff...
Ah, oh, but Flax, when you open the doors of that cupboard and everything is organized in color and they're all folded right, and you know how good that is? Whatever you're looking for, there it is. Got it. No rummaging around like a homeless person in a rubbish bin to try and find the things that you look for.
I don't even see a point in making a bed.
Really?
If you're just going to get in it that same night or the next night and just mess it up again, the biggest waste of time.
Poor girlfriend.
Flex, that kind of thinking reminds me of my sister.
Who she used to do that?
She used to get so irritated every time my mom would make us wash the dishes, and she'd say, I don't know why people don't just use paper plates and stuff. Like, this is such a pointless exercise, having to, like, buy dishes and then eat off of them and then clean them afterwards.
She thought it was stupid.
Just, like, buy
total
paper plates for life.
Right. Oh, no, yeah, there are people like that. Mabale, please do us a favor and move something on Gareth's desk without him knowing, and then watch and smile.
I'm on it.
Piece of paper. No, but you see, here at the office, I can't. First of all, I don't even have an office. And it's not my office. Everybody, we use it as a meeting room and everything else. So I don't have a space. It's one of the reasons I don't get a lot of work done at the office. I can have meetings and things, but I don't get a lot done here. I need to actually, if I need to focus and concentrate and get things done, I have to go home. But you could try. Here it wouldn't bother me at all. Jocelyn says, the press totally should have stood up and walked out of that SABC press conference. Claudia and his henchmen are a barrel of buffoons and were only totally disrespectful. Thugs, thugs, time to boycott SABC and its advertisers and the paying of TV licenses. Well, it's interesting you say that. That's Jocelyn. Because I got an email from somebody yesterday. Where is this guy? You know, I get interesting emails from people from time to time. This one dude said, yeah, this slutty thing, we should all boycott the SABC's ads. Here we go. Ntombeko says, ads are the lifeblood of the TV stations, right? So why don't companies unite against them like the world united against apartheid?
Sure.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay, that's quite the comparison.
When they supported sanctions. You could argue maybe for them it's just business as usual and Claudia hasn't done anything criminal except for those judgments against him. Perhaps the situation isn't so bad because the ANC is still tolerating him. Well, only parts of the ANC. Got to listen to Touch today. He has too much energy for me, but I got the feeling he's a really good guy. Type of guy always willing to help and just make people happy. Engagement party for the listener was a nice touch. Oh, that's cool. Got to go. Keep up the good work. Huh. So, a fan. Ntombeko. Thank you, Ntombeko. Isn't that nice? Yeah. There we go. And then Temba Yena says, I came across a YouTube video which claims Michelle Obama is a man. Throughout the video, they call her he. Apparently, his ring finger is longer than the index finger, which is a notable feature for males. His ring finger is longer than his index finger. Mine are about the same, eh? Is your ring finger longer than your index finger?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'm not a real man. This got me wondering, who is really a man and a woman at cliffcentral.com? Flax, is your ring finger longer than your index finger?
Mine are the same.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You and I might be transgenders. Mubs, yours?
I'm a man. My ring finger is a little bit longer than my index finger.
You're a man.
Finger. I'm a man.
Ultimately, you and Michelle Obama are men.
See, that's what these conspiracy theories are, a load of shit, right? We're looking and we're agonizing over millimeters when all you need to do is look in the middle area where we've got these other more discernible traits.
Yeah, God forbid, like a penis.
Yeah, God forbid your one finger might be slightly longer or you're looking at your hand skew. Oh, no, that's it, man.
Right.
But I've still got a vagina. No, no, your finger. No, this is the finger test. This is what we're after here.
All right. apparently, the best part of Slady's press conference was that hat he was wearing. He was wearing a Panama hat. Anyway, we'll get into this just now. There's so much to get into, so much to talk about. You know what to do if you want to join in. 0861-555-189. 0861-555-189. That's the number you can call us on any time to talk about anything, especially your finger length. Chris Brown with Liquor. 25 after 6. Oh, later on today, we'll play a little game with Flax where he has to guess certain things. And we'll see if he can get it right.
Sure.
Are you ready for this?
Are we talking like general knowledge quiz or history quiz?
You'll see.
It's right up your alley, Michael.
Yeah, it's stuff that you're actually proficient in.
Oh, you're not even going to give him a little bit of a clue.
No clue.
Oh, shame, Flex. You're going to have to sweat it.
Hmm. He's smart, and he will Google the answers if we give him any clues at all.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's going to have to keep sweat until then.
Yeah. So that's coming up. We'll also be joined by a student. Where is Pat? Where's Pat Matlango studying?
UJ.
UJ. All right, we'll find out how things are going on the campuses. And we'll also check in with JR. Remember, make a circle bigger?
Yes.
Yeah. JR is coming in then later on. So, it's lots to think about, lots to get involved in. Do you want to get into the news now? Get some time?
I don't mind.
No, we don't have to rush.
Oh, okay.
Why rush the news? There's so much to still talk about. Trevor Noah was very funny about Hillary and Trump.
Jeez, these guys are comedians like wet dream right now.
Yeah.
With all their bickering.
Last night, I met the two guys responsible for bringing the Zach Galifianakis and Hillary Clinton interview together.
How? Where do you go that you meet these people?
I don't know. I just found myself at an event, and then I was talking to them, and I asked them a couple of questions about the interview, and they were telling me that... so Hillary actually approached Zach for the interview, not the other way around. After Hillary saw Obama's interview, she also wanted one like that. She scheduled 45 minutes, and like she's very strict on her time. So she scheduled 45 minutes, no longer, and she stayed there for an hour because she was having so much fun.
Huh.
And she didn't script anything, and she knew the style of the interview, and she just played along with it.
I thought she came off quite badly from it, though.
I thought it was quite nice. It's quite funny, the interview.
Okay. Different opinions here. Just shows you. All right, then we've got some messages here. Michelle says, here's some useless info for you, Gareth. Your best way to remove a label from a book is furniture polish. Do you know that? Like Pledge. You spray it on the label, and it'll come off really easily.
Huh.
Years of working in a bookshop teaches you these shortcuts.
Okay.
Isn't that cool? And then Ankia says she also loves those plastic places that sell all those things. Makes her very happy. Here's a Trump song for you that's just been released. Listen to this.
What is he doing? My girl. Goosebumps, I'm a nerd. Slinging stuff absurd, sir. A cabba dabba. He Becky with the bad her. Got my feelings hurting. True woman like a burden. Giving her power to a sadist. You know we turn into a racist. Mistaking good people for ISIS. Imagine him winning a crisis. I believe the Obama's dreams, admiration. Trump got no love and no chill and no patience. He wanna build a wall around our nation. I'm mistaking his tan for an orange foundation. All that I want is from...
Oh, there we go. That's the best version of work I've ever heard.
Jerk.
Okay, let's get into news now. Let's see what's happening in the world with Mabali Moloi. It is 6:30, and time for some headlines. All right, Mabs, do you want your music?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's get
Can I taste your juice?
No. We've told you before.
She won't let up, hey?
All right. There we go.
Okay, so a lot of things happened at that media briefing by the SABC board yesterday. Hlaudi Motsoeneng also insinuated that public protector Thuli Madonsela abused her power to serve her own agenda during her investigation of the former SABC COO. Okay, so Motsoeneng was speaking after the board chairperson, Professor Mbulayeni Maguve, announced that Cloudy would be heading its corporate affairs division. Yay!
Was he facing the right way when he made this announcement? Because he wouldn't know. He's blind and he's deaf as well.
Okay, see, that kind of talk is not going to win you any fans.
Because I still can't get over it. The chairperson of the Broadcasting Corporation can't see any of the product or hear any of the product of the Broadcasting Corporation. And broadcasting is not about smell or touch or taste. The only other three senses he has.
He's a whole professor, Gareth.
Of what?
What are you trying to do here?
All right.
Okay, so Madonsela said that her office will now be taking legal action against the SABC board following their appointment of Motsoeneng to his senior executive position. By the way, Professor Maguve also accused the DA and the media of destabilizing the SABC. See, it's always other people's fault.
It couldn't be that you guys, this board, this bunch of lunatics, it couldn't be that you've mismanaged the place into hell.
Since then, media advocacy group Right to Know say that they are going to be taking to the streets once again to protest against the SABC's reappointment of Motsoeneng. They argued that yesterday's press conference by the SABC management shows that nothing has changed.
Yep.
So they will be taking their march to the SABC's major advertising clients in Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town.
Well, you don't have to march. Just ask them.
Yeah, but that's what we do in this country, Gareth. We march.
Like email.
Yeah, we could all sit around and be reasonable with each other.
Like, I mean, if it's really important, Dropbox it.
Right.
Make traffic.
Yeah, but you want news coverage, Ben. You want to end up on the 7 o'clock news and prime time at night. You know, you want to have bodies there.
No, because then
to be seen.
No, then it's attention
doing
seeking.
Doing something. Yes, just that's what it is. Attention seeking.
No, well then just Dropbox with the shirt off then. There's other ways.
Especially if you're a girl. That'll get you attention.
Oh, okay. Meanwhile, the FF Plus said that this appointment of Motswaneng, I know, how often do we get to hear from the FF Plus? They said that this appointment of Motswaneng is just a chess game in the typical redeployment style of the ANC. Sorry, not the SABC. Uh-huh. Of the ANC.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of marches, COSATU have vowed to bring Gauteng to a standstill when they march on International Decent Work Day, which takes place on October the 7th. Did you know about International Decent Work Day?
Are they protesting against decent work?
They are protesting against the way that workers in this country get treated. Okay? According to their provincial secretary, they are calling upon all members of the federation and all workers in the province of Gauteng to shut down the province next week. They were briefing reporters at COSATU House in Johannesburg. They are viewing this march as the beginning of a campaign on behalf of workers. They plan to march the Department of Finance and the Chamber of Commerce, where they will submit draft tax amendments.
Huh.
So.
Another march.
Yes, that's what I was saying. That's what we do in this country. We march.
I mean, students have been protesting. Then COSATU wants to protest. Then the Right to Know campaign wants to protest. I think it's all, we're just protest fatigued. Like, I don't care about any of these protests. All of you go home. I don't care. I'm like bored with all of you.
It's like they really have just lost their value. Oh, what are you doing today? A protest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had one last
like
week.
Having sex at someone revolting.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, most of us don't care about these marches because, you know, you wake up in the morning, you've got to go to work.
Yeah.
You've got things to do. You've got to earn money to pay the bills.
Like, imagine being in Australia and you have a march. The country would go, oh my gosh, what is this? And it'd have real meaning. Here, it's like, okay, I'll have to go somewhere else.
You could drive around in a bus if you're a bunch of tourists and they could tell you, if you like seeing a march? Oh, there's so many in Johannesburg. Yeah. We could take you to any one of the following.
None of which hold much significance anymore.
No. I don't think... Does anybody care about marches? Seriously.
Most of us don't because we have things to do.
No one's interested anymore. I know I'm not the only one here. March is nothing.
Very old-fashioned, really.
Hey, Sarah, what's up?
Hi, Gareth, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's happening?
I just wanted to comment on your weirdness.
Yes.
You're not weird. I'm exactly the same. I love my space. I'm selfish with my time. I love organizing things. Yeah. Oh, so you're not weird. And
Thank you. Just
so you know, you're now officially old.
How so?
Because, I mean, that's how what old people do. Look at someone like Flax. He thinks that you're weird now.
Yeah.
You know, that's how old men behave. But no, you're not weird. You're perfect.
Oh, thank you. You made me feel better.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Screw
don't
Flax. Don't let anyone touch your stuff.
Screw Flax and his opinion of us.
Screw everyone.
Right.
Can you just go away? We just remain.
Just
by
go.
Ourselves.
That's
in
right.
In different corners, though.
Just go away.
Yeah.
How's this morning in Kenya?
It's great. Weather's great. I'm already at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
nothing
right.
much. Are Hi, Ben.
Hi, hello.
What's your workspace like? How organized are you at work?
Well, I work at... the office is at a factory, so it's an open plan. So my desk is pretty empty. People don't get very attached. So, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing much. Nothing special. But my house is pretty nice.
Okay. There you're organized.
Yeah. That I can control completely.
Right. You see, that's my frustration here at work. I can't control it.
See?
Yeah.
All these people should just go away. Hi, Mab.
Hello.
How are you doing?
If people go away, Ben and Mabs and Flax are the first ones to go.
Yeah, totally. Mabs?
Yes.
What does Akiri mean?
Akiri.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, gosh. Context. It's basically... I mean, you can use it in different contexts, but it's when you're trying to emphasize a point. So for example, if I say to Gareth, no, Mara Akiri, this is the way that South Africans behave. We protest. Mm. So you're trying to emphasize the point that you're making. Akiri.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. It sounds very cool.
I love your accent.
Yeah, it's a Kenyan typical accent.
Yeah, love it.
Teach us something that we do in Swahili. Go for it.
Like what?
I don't know. Like Ben's a moron.
Ben Mjinga. Akona ujinga mingi. got a lot of stupidity in him.
Yeah. I definitely felt you added a lot unnecessarily there.
You know, Ben, you make me listen to sports these days.
Nice.
Like, honestly, I don't like sports, but, you know, your one-liners are just the ones. I think, honestly, that's what I wait for.
Oh, there we go.
Then it just makes it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, honey. Thanks, Sarah.
Go back to the news, I guess.
Yeah, let's go back to the news. What else, Mabs?
No, let's go to the sport.
Let's go to the sport. That's what I said. Go to the sport, right? Here's Ben with the sport.
So Sam Allardyce is gone, just like that.
What?
You do dodgy things in the rest of the world, you get thrown
it's
out.
It's only
your
in
ass.
South Africa that the dodgier you are, the longer you cling.
Sam Allardyce lost his 67 days in the job, okay? He had one game, he won it, so 100% record. But because he was telling people to how do you could like get around laws and run transfers and stuff, he was doing dodgy things.
Yeah.
Well, he was just fired. Well, he wasn't fired. It was a mutual agreement to end his contract, which is basically nice talk for fired. But can you imagine that being in this country?
No.
Right, Shakespeare Shubba, we found out you actually running a human trafficking ring. What do you got to say to yourself? Well, we're going to go back to the drawing board. Next time, you know, we must just support the team. Okay, yeah, cool. Do you want to raise?
Yeah.
That's what would happen here. Anyway, any other country. Nope, you're on your ass.
Right.
So he is gone. So there's like a caretaker manager that's coming in. But who actually really wants this English coaching job? I mean, look, I do, obviously, because it pays £3 million a year. But it's going to be very difficult to get anyone because Sam Allardyce was a choice pick. So work that one out. If he was a choice pick, what's worse after that? They're going to really battle. They're really going to battle. So, but
poor England.
But the FA had to take a firm stance on this because they have to be seen as anti-corruption. Because these are the guys who are saying FIFA are corrupt. So you can't kind of have Sam Allardyce as your manager if you're prepared to have a go at FIFA. In other football news, there was football actually on the field last night. Juventus' big winners away to Dinamo Zagreb, 4-0. Real Madrid, well, they just spooned a great opportunity for 3 points there. They drew with Borussia Dortmund away. Borussia with a late goal there. FC Copenhagen absolutely hammered Club Brugge, as Leicester did last time. So Club Brugge, definitely the whipping boys there. Spurs, they got a good win. They're away to CSK Moscow, and they won. And Leicester, they won at home.
Leicester.
Yeah, that's 2 out of 2 for Leicester in the Champions League, now that they're there. Tonight, the pick of the matches, we'll see Arsenal versus FC Basel. Call it to 9 South African time. Borussia Mönchengladbach. I mean, come on.
We've heard that one before.
What is a Mönchengladbach?
I think it can be whatever you want it to be.
It's got 3 legs and a hairy ass.
So you get Borussia Dortmund, okay? They're a good side. And you get Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Not so good.
Not as good as Borussia Dortmund. So Barcelona are playing them in Borussia Mönchengladbach. So they'll win that one. And then Ludogorets, they host PSG. Celtic, who took a 7-0 hammering to Barcelona last time out of the Champions League, they host Man City. Might not be 7-0, but it'll be definitely 3 or 4-0, I reckon. And then the big one tonight will be Atletico Madrid versus Bayern München. No glad specs on that one. So those are your two big sides they're going to play.
It's a lot of Borussia and München.
Yeah. AB de Villiers will not play in the upcoming Australia series. No.
Oh, why not?
You're meant
too
to
busy
go,
signing books?
Gareth, well, no. He's
a child?
He's had an elbow injury, right? Which he's sustained, I think, T20ing.
Yeah.
So he's been given a lot of rest, a lot of chance to rehab it, and basically didn't pass a fitness test, but now has to go under the knife next week. So he's not going to just miss this series now against Australia. He's going to miss the Australia series in Australia, which is like the Springboks playing the All Blacks in New Zealand. This is the pinnacle of the cricketing lives.
Ben, what happens to players when they're injured? Do they carry on being paid?
Well, part of the contract would suggest yes. So, I mean, there could be a clause like, do not go snowboarding, and then you go snowboarding off your face on Jägermeister and break your bones, then you might not get paid. But if you're just getting an injury that's kind of related to your sport,
right,
then yeah, you get, it's a contract. It's like taking a sick day, but you're on leave.
What was that?
That was my laptop.
Sure, was it talking to you?
It was singing.
You got Siri on your laptop?
I'm sorry.
I got an interesting message here from somebody. And now it just won't refresh for some reason.
Okay, well, while it refreshes, the Springboks now officially have a kicking coach, so they might be able to put points on the board on Saturday. But we'll have more than the second hour, along with some great Ryder Cup stuff, because that's only 2 days away now.
Yep. That's right, you're very excited, Ben.
I saw on my buddy's computer this morning, she is looking at the foursomes, the four balls, when it's happening.
No, you saw the word foursome on my buddy's computer. It had nothing to do with golf.
Oh, okay.
Really?
All right.
Seriously, Ben. Come on. You should know better than that. All right, when we come back in a moment or two, we'll have Anthea Gardner and a quick look at the money markets this morning. See whether yesterday was worth paying any attention to at all, because the day before was just red screens everywhere. Red screens equals bad, by the way.
Yes.
Red screens equals people losing money. Not good. You want green screens. That's what you want. All right, everybody. Let's get your morning off to a good start, shall we? It's Ariana Grande.
Don't do we forget how we felt, dealing with emotions that never left for you.
Ariana Grande. And when I said Ariana Grande just now, you know what my buddy said? I would like an Ariana Grande in a tall cup with some extra cheese. That's kind of how it sounds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's cute, though.
She's beautiful. All right, let's go to Anthea, see what's happening in the money. Everybody wants to know what's happening in the money, don't we?
Always. Gareth, yeah.
I'm straight, so here she is.
She looks hard for the money.
Okay, Anthea, so another day of red screens?
I'm afraid so. Local market, yes, Gareth. But the U.S. market acted favorably to the election debate.
Already?
Yeah, so they were positive.
Does this
just
mean
our
that the market is more inclined to be Hillary-friendly than Trump-friendly?
No doubt. Okay. I read two very interesting articles yesterday, actually, and they were saying that the Mexican peso is a barometer for the U.S. elections. And the argument was that as Trump's campaign gained momentum, the peso weakened kind of pretty much to its worst levels in quite a long time. And then post the election debate on Monday, the peso strengthened for no apparent reason.
Huh.
So there you go, proof. So, in fact, they were saying that the U.S. accounts for more than 70% of exports and imports, so more than 50% of imports, which makes the U.S. Mexico's largest trading partner. And so you can imagine, as Trump's kind of campaign gains momentum and he talks about renegotiating the trilateral free trade deal, this is one that includes Canada, the Mexican peso obviously becomes very volatile and weakens. So,
okay, well, that's one to watch then. Maybe you should add that to our board.
Indeed.
At least, at least until, you know, November.
Are we betting on Clinton? Because then we must be long the peso and long the Canadian dollar.
I don't even know what you just said.
Okay. Who do you think is going to win the election?
I think Hillary.
But okay, then we must buy Mexican pesos.
I'm only placing bets on Trump. That's the way I figure it. If Hillary wins, the world stays intact. If Donald Trump wins, I win money.
Which is more important to you, Gareth? Winning money or the world staying intact?
The world staying intact is kind of important to me.
No, but I do like this very unemotional, pragmatic way of thinking.
Yeah. This way I can't lose. If Hillary wins, then everybody's lives carry on and we don't have nuclear war and, you know, we don't all die in Armageddon. But if Trump wins, I get lots of money before we die in the Armageddon.
And because you're going to need lots of money in an Armageddon.
Of course. You're going to need to build a nuclear bunker. Ben, what do you think? Do you think that's smart?
Yeah, Gareth, it makes perfect sense, really.
See? Everybody agrees.
I followed you from start to finish on that one.
Right, there we go. Everyone agrees.
And then the other big topic of discussion yesterday was oil. So firstly, the Saudi government said that they're implementing sovereign spending cuts. So I think a clear indicator that this lower oil price has hurt state revenues. And then secondly, Iran again said that they would not cut their output. And there's an OPEC meeting today, and I think it all just depends on what those two countries decide. That's what's going to happen to the oil price. You know, kind of, okay. If they do cut output, then the oil price will go up. If not, it'll fall.
Damn.
Now,
two very powerful countries. Don't you think that's not fair?
I'm not sure they're Well, Iran, do you think Iran's powerful? They're certainly playing the power game with this oil price.
Yeah. Iran and Saudi Arabia, more oil than anybody else. They can make it go up or down as they wish.
You're right. That is power.
Indeed. And everybody always talks about how, oh, well, the U.S. is strong-arming everybody else. And, you know, the United Nations, it's not fair because some countries don't have as much power as others. Well, oil's also not fair.
Oh, absolutely not.
Right. See?
No doubt. And then on the local market, on average, not a great day. As you said, the all-share index fell over 1%. But the rand continues to strengthen, though. 13.47 to the dollar. So that's quite something there. And then poor MTN, they just cannot catch a break. So yesterday, a Nigerian MP said that that MTN had moved $14 billion out of the country illegally.
Uh-oh.
He said that they'd been repatriating the money over a 10-year period. They'd used four banks, which include Citigroup, Standard Chartered, Stanbic, and the Nigerian Diamond Bank.
Yeah.
And then secondly, the Nigerian Communications Commission denied MTN the purchase of the Visa phone spectrum. And in fact, MTN had announced this much earlier in the year. And then one of the Nigerian telecoms companies objected to it. And so now the NCC have said they can't buy this Visa spectrum. And then I see late in the afternoon, I see there was a news flash that said MTN had fired 1,000 customer care representatives. Like three things like that in one day, this poor stock.
How is it looking? How much did it drop?
So it was down about 3.5% yesterday. It really has been very range-bound. It's almost as if once they decided on the fine and how they were going to pay it, it's like the share wants to rally, it wants to go higher, it wants to trade, but it seems very much stuck in this 120 to 145 range, rand. Range. It closed about 119 rand last night. It just can't catch a break, I think.
Wow. Poor MTN. How sad.
Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Of course I am.
Okay. Right then. Yeah. So shall we move on then?
Yeah, I think so. Let's leave them behind. Sorry, that was the CEO of MTN.
And then the other important one to take note of was Capitec, and they completely bucked the trend yesterday. They traded higher for most of the day.
Uh-huh.
They put out their first half results early yesterday morning, headline earnings per share up 19% year-on-year. But really interesting read-throughs for us, the consumer. So they had a 31% growth in transactional banking.
Wow.
And they continue to add new clients. Over the 6 months, they've added 648,000 new clients. And
that's unbelievable.
108,000 a month.
Huh.
It's an incredible number. But Gareth, they did point out that they decreased the number of loans that they were granting by about 5%, which doesn't seem a lot, but actually it is. And particularly because they said they were now focusing on lending money to, and these are their words, better quality clients. So in other words, clients with lower risk, more ability to pay back the loans, more shorter term loans.
Yeah.
So they're definitely worried about the consumer.
Well, the worst client probably went to VBS. You know, someone who can't,
so okay
who can't pay back the money, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, it is... So Capitec, it really is a good story, but in this tough economic environment, I think it's the bank that will probably get hit the hardest.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then I see Asia's trading quite a bit lower this morning. There's no real fundamental reason for it. I think they're probably worried about this OPEC meeting. I don't think it should impact us, like our market, that Asia's trading lower for a change.
All right. Thanks, Anthea.
My pleasure. We'll chat tomorrow.
There we go. CliffCentral.com